proclamation number 8365 dated the December 29, 1962. The adversary's onslaughts in the last days. You still will have to prove yourselves many times, for my adversary will attack you wherever possible. And he will sow strife, he will incite people against each other, he will do everything to make you feel uneasy in order to bring you to fall, and you will always have to appeal for the strength to resist his temptations. And therefore you should at all times take refuge in me before he is able to attack you. You should daily and hourly appeal for my protection, so that I can stand by your side and repel him. The battle against him will continue until the end, for he will not hand you over to me, your God and Father of eternity, without a fight. But Roman 1, 2, have a claim on you, hence you need only turn to me and I will always stand by you, because I love you and want to keep your soul's enemy at bay to prevent you from falling during the temptation. Wherever my adversary recognizes spiritual aspiration, he works particularly rigorously and seeks to stop it. Then you will have to prove yourselves and seriously resist him. You must not offer him any targets by allowing yourselves to get carried away by impatience, irritation or unkindness, for then it will become increasingly more difficult to get away from him, although I am always willing to help. But then your thoughts will not find the way to me as quickly. And only your heartfelt bond with me will protect you from his onslaughts and temptations. And as long as he is still able to unsettle you into becoming impatient and enraged, you will also be weak and he will make use of his power. This is why you should constantly work on your soul and try to relinquish all faults, and you only ever should appeal to me for the necessary strength, and, truly, just your will alone will give you strength and you'll emerge victoriously. His activity is so obvious in the last days before the end. He tolerates no peace, no harmony, no unity amongst people. He only ever intends to disturb, and it is up to you yourselves whether he will be successful, for just to call upon Jesus, your Savior and Redeemer, will strengthen you and you will be able to resist. For Jesus defeated him with his death on the cross, and if you call upon me in Jesus, he has to release you. However, especially during such temptations, you often forget to remember the Savior and Redeemer, for the adversary's work consists of confusing your thoughts so that you react to his onslaughts and try to humanly assert yourselves where only I am able to help because you don't have enough strength. Hence you shall prove yourselves in every temptation, that is, you shall take the path to me in Jesus, for then he will have to withdraw, because my strength is truly greater than his and because I will not leave anyone in distress who takes refuge in me. Yet by yourselves, of your own strength, you are unable to do anything but with my strength achieve everything, and thus time and again I will give you strength provided you request it from me. For then your thoughts aim towards me and I will be able to assert my claim and protect you in every adversity and danger. Don't forget this, for he will still provoke you many times, he will still often push himself between you and me, and you will still often be in danger of succumbing to his temptations. Just one call to me in spirit and in truth is enough and I will push him away from you. I will not leave you to him but always help you in every spiritual crisis. Amen.